Well, Chris Christie kept a low profile yesterday on his first day at the Republican Governors Association meeting in Arizona, but today he'll be appointed to chair the group, and he's scheduled to hold several public events. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz is there to cover what's widely considered Christie's first step on a run for the White House, and he joins us now from Scottsdale, Arizona. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Stiers.
So there were no Christie sightings yesterday, huh?
No. We saw his people roaming about, but the word is that he was in private finance meetings all day, and that means dealing with donors and fundraising and starting to collect some of the more than $100 million that the Republican Governors Association is going to spend next year on three dozen governor races. So they spent over $132 million in 2012, and some of those people are here to meet with Christie and some of the other governors.
How do they raise all that money?
Through a lot of big checks. Someone from the group yesterday told me that they don't do small donors. This is not people sending in $5 on the internet. We're talking companies connected to the Koch brothers, Sheldon Adelson, the casino mogul who gave a ton in the presidential race last year. Ever since political spending was deregulated by the Supreme Court in 2010 in the Citizens United decision, the RGA has been able to greatly, greatly expand their fundraising base and spend a lot more money on elections.
So while Christie was behind closed doors all day yesterday, what were the other governors doing?
Well, some were playing golf, but others were in sessions and press conferences about messaging. And the theme was the same. First, they trashed Obamacare. Secondly, they kept coming back to the same point, which is that Republican governors are doing an effective and much better job governing than their counterparts in Congress, and their counterparts being on both sides of the aisle. They were essentially running against Washington yesterday. So Louisiana's Bobby Jindal, Ohio's John Kasich, they all tried to distinguish themselves from a dysfunctional Washington and talk about how governors can lead effectively and conservatively and get things done.
That sounds a little familiar. Wasn't that what Christie ran on during his reelection campaign?
That's exactly right. Bipartisanship, working hard, getting the job done, a little criticism of the president. I mean, this is exactly what Christie did to great success. He won by 22 points, and now he's the chairman of the RGA, so there might be some connection there.
Right. Yeah. You know, it does kind of sound like the Republican governors are all supporting Christie. You sent us some tape of what Ohio Governor John Kasich said about him.
He came out to Ohio during my last campaign. People just loved him. You know, he said, you know, if you don't elect this guy, I'm coming back here in New Jersey style. They liked it. And, you know, people like him. And he has one other thing going for him. It's called celebrity. In case you haven't noticed, that's a big darn deal in America today.
So are the Republican governors lining up behind a Christie candidacy for president in 2016?
Not exactly. None of the governors brought him up without being prompted. And they were certainly asked about him more than anybody else. What Kasich said was probably the warmest thing said about him, and Kasich also called him a teddy bear. but on the same token, nobody criticized him, and they just said that he would be an effective campaigner, which is what you heard Kasich say. When I asked the panel of governors whether he was a potential savior of the party, and if that's why he's the chair, three of the governors didn't take my question. Only Bobby Jindal from Louisiana took it, and all he would say is that the decision was made a while ago, and Christie would do a good job. I mean, a lot of these guys are leaving open the idea of running for president themselves. So no one wants to file that official endorsement just yet.
Matt Katz covers Chris Christie for New Jersey Public Radio. Thanks so much, Matt.
You got it. Thanks.